They're working across sculpture, installation, photography and mixed media, Palawa woman and artist Mandy Quadrio works to illuminate Indigenous histories. Her latest work, With a Steely Resolve, focuses on the complex dialogues that result from Australian colonialism, particularly the sanctioned genocide perpetrated on the Palawa, the Tasmanian Aboriginal people. Mandy joins us on the line now. Good morning, Mandy.
Oh, good morning.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Now, with A Steely Resolve, how did you first come up with this work?
Okay, it's sort of been an ongoing inquiry in my work because my research addresses the ongoing myth of the extinction of Tasmanian Aboriginal peoples. So I make work to counter these myths and to assert our presence and our ongoing existence. So through materiality, I bring forward narratives of Australian colonial histories and foreground Palawa histories and stories and our experiences.
So in this particular body of work, you've kind of created these somewhat sensuous forms that could be considered artifacts or remnants of the Palawa culture. What was the thinking behind this, but using like quite modern materials like steel wool?
Well, I use the steel wool. It's an abrasive, harsh material, and it metaphorically speaks to the scrubbing away or the attempted erasure of Indigenous histories and cultures and identity. It also references domestic servitude, where our women were still indentured in domestic servants right up until the 1970s. So the steel wool carries a strong narrative. I also embed the work with Tasmanian bull kelp, which is seaweed to some people, and that grounds me to my culture and my identity, and it's been in our cultural toolkit for as long as we remember. So I use it for its symbolic and its aesthetic relevance, and together both of these physical materials carry a strong story.
You're also using aluminium plates. What does this add to it?
Well, that's also, those works reference the erasure and the disappearance of my mother when I was a baby. So this story of erasure also speaks to the erasure of Palawa women. So it reaches out to Indigenous people all around Australia as well. So it's talking to the steel wool that references the erasure, the attempted erasure of our people. So those works speak to each other, largely.
Can you also talk us through this notion of presence and absence that is explored in your work?
I use my works to, sometimes they conceal and sometimes they reveal. There are holes that talk to the absence, and they're things that are quite blatant and in your face. And for example, I've got some work in Brisbane at the moment, and there's a spear embedded in some bull kelp, and it's strangely, every time you go near the work, the spear seems to follow you around. So that's really asserting its presence, and that's kind of a strange phenomenon, really. But, you know, there's definitely the absence through the way that I construct my work, in that I deliberately conceal objects so that that sort of also speaks to, you know, I have responsibilities around sharing sensitive cultural information. And there's also, you know, those holes surrounding the way, the denials around how our history's been told initially, yeah.
Having a look at these works, they're quite stunning. How large are they?
Some of the steel wool sculptural forms are a few metres high. So, yeah, they're quite large and bulky. So that's deliberate, and you can't actually get a sense of the work from one viewpoint. You have to really travel around and through the works. And that's really quite a deliberate tactic, strategy, because what I'm doing there is is not allowing the viewer to see it from one fixed perspective. In fact, you can't see it from one fixed viewpoint. And that's sort of referencing how we can't see history or, our experiences, our identities. It's not fixed. Mm. You know, they're not fixed. They're not static. So it sort of disrupts that Western way of seeing and organising the world. And what it does, it allows us to take control of our own stories and emancipates us from that colonial control.
Mm. Mm. Do you feel that at the moment that conversation is really ramping up, particularly as people get louder about the effects of colonialism, particularly in this country?
Yes, I do. I think it's really ramping up at the moment, and particularly around, the Makarrata Treaty and that statement from the heart. I think people are becoming so much more aware of Indigenous history and issues in this culture, and I think in this country, and I think people really want to know so much more about what's gone down in this country, because I think there's been a lot of fictions and denials surrounding, the colonisation and the frontier wars. I think there's so much more that needs to be told, and I think people really want to know about it, because I think we can't really move forward as a nation and we can't heal. I think we have to heal as a nation together. I think it needs, these stories need to be told and to be understood. Mm. And,
You also have an artist talk coming up next week at First Draft. What are you going to be chatting about there?
Well, probably just take people through the work. And, I'm happy for people also to bring, their interpretations. I think it's lovely to have a conversation with viewers, because I think viewers can also bring, perspectives to the work. I think it's nice to have that sort of two-way dialogue. But I'm happy to talk about the construction and how, the works have come together and the narrative embedded in the works.
Mm, great.
So.
Excellent. Well, Mandy, thank you so much for joining us here on It's So Hot Right Now.
Oh, thank you very much.